For the fifth year in a row, ecologist Bill Rowdy and his crew will set off in May to climb 50 to 100-foot pine trees to collect blood and feather samples from 80 to 120 eaglets. Rowdy is the coordinator of the Great Lakes Inventory Monitoring Network for the National Park Service. He says studying the eaglets helps the Park Service determine how chemicals are affecting wildlife.
We don't do this for the fun of it. We do it because it's important.
Rowdy admits he does have fun studying the young eagles along the Mississippi, St. Croix, and Namekagon Rivers, as well as the Apostle Islands. Rowdy says they're seeing declining numbers of contaminants over the years, but forgotten contaminants like DDT, banned in 1972, still linger in the land due to illegal use and migratory birds.
DDT has broken down out of the system, and what remains is DDE. And what we normally measure is DDE, because that's what chemical that actually caused eggshell thinning and created such a problem with bald eagles, and peregrine falcons, and a number of other raptors in the 70s.
Data from 2009 states that DDE has been declining at a rate of 3% a year since 1989. Mercury is declining 2.4% each year from 1991, and PCBs are down 4.3% a year from 1989. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.